Tyrone's heroic fight back at the Athletic Ground wasn't enough to earn them victory as Armagh struck late to shade an epic Ulster Football Championship preliminary round tie. The Red Hands went into the game as rank outsiders following a disappointing league campaign. But when it came to the white heat of Championship football, they did what Tyrone teams have done so often in the past and showed that they're still a force to be reckoned with. Ben McDonald's late goal sent a gripping encounter to extra time, but it was Armagh who edged the added stretch to scrape home with a single point to spare. In front of a sellout crowd, Tyrone failed to profit from a number of early wind-assisted efforts, and it was the home side that pushed ahead with a Callum O'Neill free and a 45 from goalkeeper Blaine Hughes. The Red Hands finally opened their account in the 11th minute through Con Kilpatrick, who emerged as a man of the match, but the home side responded with scores from Cian McConville and O'Neill. Tyrone suffered a double blow with the loss of ace attacker Derek Canavan and skipper Brian Kennedy to injury, but they continued to battle with substitute Matty Donnelly on target with his first touch and Kieran Daly adding a point. Dara McMullen edged the Orchard four ahead at the break as they turned around with an 8-4 advantage, but a Tigerish re-energised Tyrone threw themselves fearlessly into the second half, their running game causing all sorts of headaches to a scrambling rearguard. Donnelly added his second and Ethan Jordan sent over a couple of scores, while defensively Tyrone's intensity closed down the threat with Peter Teig, Cormac Quinn and Joey Clark making vital interventions. Conor Turbitt came off the bench to shoot the only point that wind-assisted Armagh managed in the first 20 minutes of the half, while the visitors were now the more clinical force going level through Teig before a Michael McKiernan gem gave them the lead for the first time in the 56th minute. Armagh needed a clinical edge up front and they found it from the bench as Ocean O'Neill came in to hit 0-4 as they turned the tide back in their favour. He claimed the game's first two-pointer and added two more scores to give a side a 3 points lead going into the final 5 minutes. But Tyrone never stopped believing, despite the orange wall that stood in their path, and Armagh reduced to 14 men when McMullen picked up a second booking. As the minutes ticked down, they continued to work the ball patiently, and it all paid off on 68 minutes when Donnelly and Michael Holm linked on the left, and it was Niall Devlin who crossed for Ben McDonald to smash home a brilliant equalising goal. It ended at 13 points to 110, but Armagh made an explosive start to the first period of extra time, hitting 1-1 in the opening minute, Thomas McCormick punching home the goal after Turbitt and Ocean O'Neill had combined. Again, Tyrone found a response, with McKiernan and Kilpatrick both hitting two-pointers to level again. Ocean O'Neill nudged Armagh into a one-point lead at the turnaround, and Tyrone had chances to win it, but could only manage an Owen Michael Holm point in the closing spell, before Turbitt punched over the winner. Final score, Armagh 117, Tyrone 116.